There are concerns this lunchtime for up to 50 jobs at Kilconnell in East Galway. This morning, Arabon Dairies released a statement confirming that it had accepted an offer from Arrivo to purchase its liquid milk sales book. It said the site at Kilconnell is not included in the sale and Arabon is looking at options for alternative use. Our regional reporter Teresa Mannion is in the village of Kilconnell in East Galway near Ballinasloe for us this lunchtime. Teresa, what more is clear now about the plans, the consequences of this transaction, this sale, for the plant there in Kilconnell and for the jobs?
Yes, well, the news of this sale is causing a lot of upset and disquiet and uncertainty about the long-term future of these jobs. This is a high-end company. It's a key employer in Kilconnell in rural East Galway. Indeed, the company had record turnovers last year, but a spokesperson said that the liquid milk industry is going through very challenging times and that they have to address that accordingly. Now, they've given some reassurances that they'll do everything to keep people in the workforce redeployed, and that 50 workers will remain here at the plant until next summer, where they will continue processing. But this hasn't really offered much comfort to the workforce and their families. I spoke to the CEO of the company a short time ago, Conor Ryan, and he gave me a breakdown of the jobs that are being impacted by news of this sale.
We've 100 workforce here, you're correct there. 50 of those roughly are involved in van sales and distribution. They will transfer over to the purchaser of the business, possibly in February, March next year, depending on how we get through Comreg and due diligence. And the other 50 will remain in the factory here till next May to June, while we fulfil contracts. That is the current situation.
And then what happens next May?
Next May, we will work with the workers here in the meantime to see can we facilitate them going to other parts of our business. We have a number of retail businesses. We have a factory in Nina, we have a factory, so some guys it might suit. And hopefully we'll be able to accommodate any of them that wish, and some of them there'll be redundancy packages available.
Realistically, how many of them are going to have jobs in the long term?
I think there'll be, I suppose the other option is we won't be walking away from this plant. We retain ownership of the plant here. So we will be working and have been working to look at other options to put in an industry into this plant, and hopefully all jobs can be retained. And if not, we imagine we will certainly accommodate 25 to 30 of those people.
And that's Conor Ryan, CEO of Arabon, which is selling its milk interests in a transaction with the Arrivo group. Well, let's talk now to John Finn from the Irish Farmers Association in Galway. John, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. You know, what's your reaction? What was your reaction when you heard this news?
Thanks, Brian. For farmers in this area this morning, you know, and well, yesterday, I suppose, the news really broke that, you know, the Arrivo were buying the book, basically, so they were not buying the plant, or their suppliers wouldn't be moving either. So for liquid milk producers in the, you know, there's over 100 Arabon liquid milk producers at the moment. So, like, it's really difficult for, I talked to the chairman of the local group, that would be the Arabon Producers Group, Michael Franey, this morning, and he was so shocked he could hardly talk about it, because he would be a producer that needs to stay in liquid milk from the point of view that he has a small land base around his yard. So it's difficult for him to change into creamery milk, where he'd be producing just for maybe 9 or 10 months of the year, and he wouldn't have the full 365 days a year to produce the milk. It's very difficult for farmers in that situation.
Yeah, just to be clear, the liquid milk is milk that's supplied for direct consumption. And, you know, it goes into the car.
It's for human consumption. Yes. So the alternative is to produce creamery milk, which goes into, now, in fairness to Arabon, they have a new casein plant which is up and running, and it's very good, and that milk could be going into that and into butter. So it's really an economic decision that Arabon have taken. It's a bit like with the banks and the post offices, unfortunately, for Kilconnell, the area, you know, that's involved. That now Conor Ryan just said there that, you know, hopefully they'll hold a lot of the jobs in that area, which would be great. But, you know, it's an economic decision. And unfortunately, you know, the liquid milk producers in the area and, you know, the staff and the rural area, you know, it's going to be a big impact on that area.
So John,
in the future.
For the 100 suppliers that at the moment are sending their milk into Arabon, what are the options for them? How many of them might continue to be able to supply? How many will have to try and look at alternatives?
Well, you see, the milk will still be supplied to Arabon. You see, for the winter months, Arabon paid a bonus for 4 months because winter milk costs so much extra to produce during the winter. Mm-hmm. So going forward, this situation has happened in other co-ops where, you know, smaller ones have been taken over. And what happens usually is the milk will still be used by Arabon, but it won't be going into liquid milk. So it'll be going into, and so the emphasis will be to move away from producing milk November, December, January, because those months it costs much more to produce milk. And the creamery milk, you know, it can be done over the 9 months and powders can be stored. So, you know, won't need milk in December.
So does that then make it potentially uneconomic for some farmers to continue supplying, to continue in the business?
Yeah, it's going to be really tough for certain suppliers where they can't. Like for myself, we were going to move into creamery milk anyway because we were able to get some more land. But now the other thing is that there's a lot of pressure coming from the emissions targets as well. So it's, you know, it's going to be difficult for some farmers, especially that have spent a lot of money on new milking parlours and stuff, you know, to be able to stay. Like, they obviously won't be able to produce liquid milk, so they will be still producing milk, but they'll get a bonus probably for a few years. That's usually the situation that happens when a co-op ceases producing or selling milk to the retailers. So that'll probably happen. They'll get paid for a few years, but for long-term planning, it's made it very difficult for some of those farmers. And I suppose, in one sense, like, I'm really shocked to see this has happened to Arabon. But the reality is there were five processors when you include Arabon, and there are five main retailers. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that there was no increase in. I've heard you over the last week or two, and, you know, in fairness to you, you're talking about the food inflation. Mm. But the reality has been there's been a 30-cent increase in the price of a litre of milk in the last 6 months. But up in the 15 years previous to that, milk has actually been reduced in price. So I think this is the long-term outcome of, you know, what's
all
been
right.
happening, that
John.
The power of the retailers. And, you know, it's actually good John. That there has been an ominous man. It's not really, it's, you know, brought in to look at the food chain.
Okay.
But
John,
that's just coming
John,
in
we'll,
now. So it's a bit,
we'll
you know,
come.
So we're just a bit shocked that Arabon are kind of getting out of it, you
okay.
know, at this,
John,
at this
we'll come back to this, no doubt, but for the moment, thank you very much for that. That's John Finn from the IFA in Galway.